Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave the power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of men, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known." This is the word of the Lord. Today, Christians all over the world are celebrating Christmas. Unfortunately, some celebrate it only as a winter festival, without letting Christ occupy his rightful place in what is really and always has been his birthday. Others are not allowed to celebrate their Christian faith and are persecuted, some of whom are killed mercilessly, as Jesus himself pointed out. Many, many others celebrate this day in a Christian way and do all they can for people to put Christ back into Christmas and in their lives. Christmas is an important feast, and all of us should be able to celebrate it to the full. It is important, not because of the beautiful decorations, the sharing of gifts, or the festive meals. These things are important, for decorations speak of creativity, the sharing of gifts speak of generosity, while festive meals speak of the joy of being together. These gifts highlight the fact that we are made in the likeness of God. Christmas comes for us to remember that through his birth, Jesus brings us a very important message. It is good, beautiful, and important to be an ordinary human being. Jesus repeated this message throughout his life on earth. The Gospels kept silent about Christ's private life before starting his public mission, not because there was nothing to say about that period in his life. In fact, this silence is more eloquent in proclaiming his Christmas message. All those years in which he lived with his family, obedient to his parents, and earning his living as a carpenter, tell us how important it is to live the simple life of a normal human being. The Gospel writers reported people from his hometown saying, "Is he not one of us? Isn't he the carpenter? We know his family. He lived among us, and we saw his glory," John tells us. How beautiful it would be if we try to celebrate the Christmas message every day of our lives. We can, if we consider the joy with which Jesus lived his hidden life, just being human and living with his family and friends. His joy in living with simple people, helping and encouraging them during what we call his public life. We can, if we consider how Jesus used his creativity, his generosity, and his joy in being with others. We can live our Christian joy even while facing difficulties and problems, as Jesus did. The mystery of the Incarnation, the Word of God becoming flesh and dwelling among us, like any one of us, is God's response to Adam and Eve's effort to be like God. People are still cultivating this dream, not really accepting the fact that they are normal human beings. People do not take seriously enough what Psalm 82 states, "I say, you are gods, children of the Most High, all of you." We frequently forget what John tells us. "See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are." Because we do not take God's words seriously enough, and we tend to forget them, we are still trying to be like God, with disastrous results. If we take heed of God's words and his project for us, we will truly accept our humanity and enjoy the fact that we are God's children, the nearest we can be to being God. Being human makes us children of the Lord our God. This is the message baby Jesus brings us on Christmas Day. This is the message we need to hear and to heed. It is reinforced by the choir of angels singing to the shepherds who were keeping watch over their flocks by night. "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." The glory of God shines in humankind to whom peace on earth is entrusted. Remember the creation story: "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it," God told Adam and Eve. He gave men the power to name the beasts of the earth, the birds, and every living creature, making human beings partners in running the earth and taking care of it. In his Christmas story, Luke does not tell us at what time Jesus was born, but he tells us when his birth was announced to the shepherds. This tells us that in our dark hours, in difficult times, we should be watchful so we could listen to the good news, verify it, and announce it to the others, as the shepherds did. We are living in very difficult times that for many are times of persecution and often death. It is therefore important to do our best to put Christ back into Christmas, to listen to the Christmas message, and rejoice in our humanity. Let us scrap the dream of becoming like God. It will not be easy to do this, as we are being targeted by the media and pushed into the opposite direction, to the empty dream of being super or perfect, a false perfection frequently retouched by computer programs. Yes, Jesus asks us to be perfect, but as his Father is perfect. God's perfection can only be approached if we simply and joyfully accept our humanity as Jesus did. History tells us that those who wanted to be like God and thought that they had enough power to be like him, or worse still, not to need him at all, have made themselves tyrants and brought much suffering to many people. I am not referring only to people with political powers. I am also referring to those who in their small worlds, family, work, associations of all kinds, behave as if they were God and want for themselves all power and that they have the final word. Let us remember St. Paul's words: "For you know the generous act of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that by his poverty you might become rich." Let us ask him the grace to follow his example and appreciate our humanity and become prophets of the Most High, and give knowledge of salvation to his people by the forgiveness of their sins. By the tender mercy of our God, the dawn from on high will break upon us, to give light to those who sit in the darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Let us rejoice in being normal human beings. A blessed and happy Christmas to you all.